Well, no performance issues at the Penrith Panthers, TK.
Well, not on the weekend.
No, that's right. Absolutely outstanding against Newcastle side, 40 points to nil. Their general manager is Phil Gould, and he's joined exclusively 9.com.au to write for them, leaving Fairfax after a long stint there, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Gus.
Hello, boys. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well. That's a big decision for you. I know you've had a lot of time at Fairfax and been passionate about that. This is a big step across to 9MSN. Why?
Yeah, well, firstly, on Fairfax, I have been there for a long time, on and off 20 years. There was a couple of years I took off along the way, but it's been a long association, and they've been very, very good to me, and you know, we part on very good terms. The landscape of media is changing, as you boys know, and Channel 9 and Fairfax were competing in certain spaces, particularly around digital or online. So it came down to a decision, and again, I've been with Channel 9 for a very long time as well, and it's my primary employer, and you know, once a decision had to be made, there was only one way that was going to go. Absolutely delighted to be joining Channel 9 in an extended role and working with the great team there, and it's been a wonderful place to work for a long period of time, and very excited about the way that we'll be covering rugby league and the new options that are available to interact with fans, you know.
Good stuff. We're all made for TV as well.
We're all made for radio, mate. That's what we're made for.
Thank you, Gus, for reminding me of that. Now, mate, how are you splitting all your time? Because we're hearing that you're at training virtually every day with the Penrith Panthers. Are you becoming a little bit more hands-on?
No, not around training. I've always been at Penrith every day for the last 6 years. So I'm at Penrith 5 and 6 days a week. It's been a very busy role, and you know, trying to combine that with the media roles has been difficult, but you know, challenging, but also a lot of fun. I'm around Penrith every day, and really watching this young side develop and enjoying what the coach and the players are doing, and I still think their best is very much in front of them.
Obviously, round one was a bit of a blip on the radar, and understandably so. But I think it's the fashion that the Panthers play with, Gus.
Yeah,
and is that a very deliberate thing from a club point of view when you get to recruitment and so forth about just how you want the team to play?
Yeah, I think that's come a lot from these kids coming through the system together, playing together in lower grades. We've got a great development pathway out here. A lot of these kids came to us at very early age. Most of these fellas have debuted in NRL with the Panthers. So they've been playing together in the system a fair while together in the lower grades. And I think that's just how they get a combination together and how they work their football out. We recruit strategically around that with fellas like Trent Merrin and James Tarmow and Tim Brown. But essentially, most of our players have been developed through our system over the last 5 or 6 years, and that's how we wanted to build our club. The style of football that they play comes down to the individual talents of the players and the coach and the way they try to play. And I guess, too, that in looking at the way rugby league had evolved over the last decade or so, everyone was playing a very similar brand of football.
Yeah.
And we wanted to sort of break free of that a little bit and to have our own sort of style of play, and I think football's loosening up a little bit. I think a few other clubs are sort of taking the lead as well, and they're starting to expand the way they play the game. So hopefully we're getting into a new era where things aren't quite as predictable. It's good for the game.
If you're young enough, you're good enough. That's one of the mantras in the world of rugby league, and you've got a great young side there with two young halves, by the way, Gus. Would Nathan Cleary, are you one of these guys who thinks he's good enough? Well, he's good enough to play Origin. Should he play Origin?
There's no hurry for that, mate, honestly. He's only just coming up to 20 first grade games. And the 5'8 partner is just coming up to 10 first grade games tomorrow, Martin. So those boys have got a long way to go as yet. And I don't see any need to be rushing them. Even with their football at the Panthers, we're just letting them find their feet in the early part of their career, and there'll be other times for them to develop their football over time. But it's still very early days for them. They're doing a tremendous job. It's a very young side of Penrith, and the thing that I'm excited about is that we've got most of these players on contract until at least the end of 2019, and I've got a few players signed beyond that. But the core group of this team, and I don't think this squad will change much over the next couple of years. Next year, the top 25 for the NRL goes to a top 30. Mm. All 30 players are in our building. We don't need to recruit next year. When we get to that top 30, probably about 26 of them will have debuted with Penrith or have come through the Penrith development system, which is a tremendous result development-wise for our club. So, and the aim is to keep them together over the next 2 or 3 years. I think that success in football comes in combination, in time spent together, playing together. And I'm hoping that this will be a nice period for the Panthers club.
Gus, 25 years ago, you made a 22-year-old Laurie Daly captain of New South Wales. Who would you make captain of New South Wales this year if you were coaching?
I've said a couple of times. You know, I think Trent Merrin's the perfect captain for that mm-hmm. side at this time. He didn't even get picked last year.
No, so no.
I was a ways off the mark, wasn't I?
No, maybe not.
I don't think there's any doubt he'll get picked this year. Look, they've got a few options, but of all the options that they throw up, Trent's the one that I know personally. I know what he's done for our club. I know what a great job he would do in that role. But, you know, as I say, Laurie's got options, and it's up to Laurie to decide who he wants to lead that team, and not just for now, but into the future. So whoever he picks has got to, in his mind, have a long stint in Origin ahead of them. Mm.
Gus, I know it's complicated, but for listeners and viewers who say, well, how does Gus kick up for Ivan Cleary to coach the Tigers when you forced him out of Penrith? I understand different circumstances completely, but you're still a fan of Ivan.
100%. You know, I love Ivan.
Yeah.
You know, and I regard him as mate. I've known Ivan for a long, long time. You know, what led me to that decision at Ivan at Penrith was as much for Ivan's benefit as our benefit. You know, that was the discussion I had with Ivan at the time. I just felt that he needed a spell. He won't agree with that, and he probably didn't agree with it at the time. But I think in the long term, it's going to do him good to have had this little bit of time away from rugby league. And I said to him at the time, when you get your next appointment, and I had no doubt that he would coach again, you know, to make sure he goes to a strong club. And yeah. He's just been through two very difficult rebuilds. He had a difficult job at the Warriors to build them up the way he did, and it was I know how much it took out of him. It was a big job at the Panthers to build our club up from where we were. We had some very dark days in the beginning there, where we struggled along. But just towards the end of it, I just felt as though he needed a break, and it was going to be best for his career. And Panthers needed a bit of a change as well. So that's why we made that decision. And I did that in the best long-term interest of the club, but also, in my belief, in the best long-term interest of Ivan's coaching career. Mm. So now that an opportunity has come available, and as I've said with the West Tigers job, all I've said is that he's the perfect candidate for West Tigers. If that's where West Tigers are at the moment, they're looking for someone to help rebuild that club and re-establish it. Ivan's been through that twice. He's the perfect one. Whether it's the perfect job for Ivan, I don't know. That's up for Ivan. That's up for Ivan to decide. Yeah. You know, but all I've said is that for what West Tigers need, Ivan is the perfect bloke to do it. But if I was Ivan, you know, I'd look very carefully at that before I took on the challenge. You know.
Well, let's work it that way. What if you were a general manager of the West Tigers? Where do you start, Gus, with that mess? Is it appointing a coach? Is it signing one of the players? Is it signing four of these players that are off contract? Where do you start?
It's difficult, Jimmy. I don't know, you know, where their salary cap is. I'm looking at their lower grades and they're performing very poorly, which is not like the West Tigers over the last, you know, from what I've seen of them over the last 5 or 6 years. They had some good development programs going on there. I don't know what's happened in that regard. There's a lot of things. I don't know how they are financially. I don't know, you know, I don't know much about the club at all. We only see what happens at, you know, 4 o'clock on Sunday when the team runs out to play, and it's struggling at the moment as well, despite the fact we identify a lot of talent within their group. So there's a lot of things that need to be done. The biggest decision you make in your club is your head coach. So they need to make that decision to give everyone some clarity of where they're going. But when they make the decision around the head coach has got to be someone that has a philosophy of how they're going to develop that club for the long term. Because if they come in and want short-term results, well, then it's likely to get worse. So they're big decisions. But I think the club itself, the management and the board, have got to have some sort of idea of what they want it to look like when it's fixed. Yeah. And I remember when I went to Penrith, you know, 6 years ago, And they'd asked me for some assistance. And I said, well, what's it look like when it's fixed? Well, what do you want this club to look like when it's going well? And to be honest, they didn't have many answers. So that's what we had to determine first before we we went on the journey that we did, is what does it look like when it looks good? Mm. So at least you know where you're going.
Yep. Gus, always fantastic to chat. We do thank you so much for your time. We look forward to your contributions to 9.com.au on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and also the podcasts on Wednesdays. Thanks again, mate.
Good on you, boys.